Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sue Tirita here on Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. Wishing everyone a warm welcome, those of you who are joining for the first time, or those of you who have been with us since the start of this program, thanks to Dr. Pillai. This is a free service that's offered through Pillai Center. And it has been such a wonderful journey to be guiding this program with all the members who come and go, the ones who stay, the ones who just are coming for the first time. You're going to enjoy the lively conversations, the interesting discussions as we go along. At this point of the year, it's a very powerful time to be listening to the stirrings of our soul. And what I mean by that is on Sundays, we tap into the energy of the soul because we can do it more easily and more naturally, maybe, because we're in alignment. We're attuned to it. We're kind of like we are on this radio, you know, you turn your radio on and then you're trying to tune in to the station that you can pick up. And so this, on Sundays, when we tune in to the stirrings of our soul or the message of our soul or something that wants to be revealed, is illuminated by the sun. And the sun, in Vedic astrology, it represents, one of the things it represents, is the soul. So when we tap into the energy of the sun, then we are actually taking this, the light of the sun, and shining it so deep past all our physical boundaries, our the energetic boundaries. Maybe congested energies are there from whatever we've been exposed to in our day-to-day lives or throughout our whole lives, and it's become quite congested such that in such a way that it creates an obstacle. So the sun will just purify it. It will burn it away. It will melt it away. It will show us that we cannot continue to go on like this. So that's one of the characteristics or qualities of the sun that helps us. And so we follow the sun every month, the movement or the transit of the sun. And this week, this transit of the sun moving through, it's already transited, it's moving through the sign of Leo. And Radha, our Vedic astrologer, had shared with us last week about the sun transit. And it's posted now to the blog, the Sundays with Sue Tirita blog, so you can read about that. It's really important, even if you don't understand anything about Vedic astrology, you'll start to, because when we pay attention to these celestial bodies in the sky, the sun, all the planets, the sun, the moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn, and then there's two other planetary influences. They're nodes of the moon. The north node is called Rahu, and then the south node is called Ketu. And when we pay attention, even if we know nothing about them, but we just start to inquire, even if we know a lot about them, that knowledge has to be tossed because we got to go deeper into the subtler aspects of what those divine energies mean to us, because they are not just balls in the sky. And they come and go depending on how they're going around the sun or how we're in relationship to the earth and all that. These are energy, these are our celestial bodies that have an energy, or there's a being that is associated, and that being is beaming energy into us, each and every one of us, and we have all those qualities within us. So when we're looking at the sun transiting into Leo, it's transiting into the natural fifth house of the zodiac, or the horoscope, and it is in conjunct, or moving with another big planet, Jupiter. And Jupiter is all about grace. If we don't have grace in our lives, if grace is not flowing through our lives, then it won't matter if we have money, it won't matter if we have relationship, it won't matter if we have houses, cars, all the material things that we need, beautiful clothes, trips around the world and back again, the best food. It won't matter if we think we're on a spiritual path. Without the grace flowing through us each and every day of our lives, each and every millisecond, less than a millisecond of our days, we are the walking dead. You know, there's so many people, including myself, over a lifetime, we've had our moments, or maybe longer moments, maybe they dragged into days, weeks, months, years sometimes, when we were feeling really like lost. Even if we had things in our lives, we were dead. We were numb to it. Or we got overwhelmed by what was surrounding us, and we couldn't do anything about it. So grace comes through the blessings of the planet Jupiter. And the blessings of the planet Jupiter, again, it's a celestial body in the sky, but it's also when we tap into that energy of Jupiter, and as it's transiting the sign of Leo, we're going to feel a tremendous amount of energy within us that says, wake up to the kingdom within ourselves. And all the masters have said that. The kingdom is within. Everything that we need to know about our evolution, our purpose here in this lifetime or other lifetimes, and then what we're going to do moving forward, is all because of the grace of that kingdom within, that treasure within that we have forgotten about. So the sun and Jupiter together in the sign of Leo, the sun loves the sign of Leo because it is like feeling at home. It owns that sign. So every planet, every sign is owned by a planet. And it's just like you own your house, or you, have a lease on your apartment or your condo or your building, whatever it is, and that no one gets to go inside of there without your permission. So the sun in the sign of Leo is giving you permission, giving all of us permission to go inside and feel really comfortable with what our life is all about. That kingdom within. And then Jupiter is going to say, hey, let's make this fun. So you don't just have all these riches. Let's show you how to use it. Let's show you how to use your time wisely. Let's show you how to do things that you're going to uplift yourself. Bring more optimism in your life. Bring more positivity. Bring more light of the sun, your soul, to the surface so you understand the wisdom of the soul. So Jupiter is all about revealing those experiences that make us wise without us having to, you know, go through terrible things in our lives where we go, okay, I get it. Whoa, if I only knew. That's one way of learning and gaining wisdom. And so that decade 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, all the decades go by, just by us going through those decades of life, we gain some wisdom. But then, that's the end point. You know, we want to have wisdom available right away. And we have it within us. We just need that revelation. We need it to reveal to us. So how do we dig deep into the layers? As we know that now, this is the best time. Because it's an optimistic time. The sun is shining. Wisdom is there. And then we are going to understand how that wisdom, that energy within, that intelligence within, that stirring of the soul that doesn't speak, you know, English or, German or French or Spanish, It doesn't need to speak any of those languages. It just needs to say something to each and every one of us. And it's that stirring that will bring forth that desire to take action towards something intuitively. Intuitively, you'll just be, you know, having those moments where you go, oh, I was just walking down the street and someone was talking about something. And then all of a sudden, it made me to think, oh, I should do this or I should do that, or I should stay away from this or stay away from that. Or you go into a bookstore, or you have books in your own home and you've read them 10 times, and then if one falls off the shelf and it flips open to a page, it lands face down, and then you go, what's that page? And you'll read the page and, oh my God, this is the perfect message I needed. Or someone gives you a call and says, someone died. You're totally broken. It's horrible, and you're just having a really bad time, and, you know, you go through the grieving process, and then all of a sudden you're getting a letter in the mail. You've inherited something, you know? So these are the messages, the stirring of the soul, and it's through everything, you know, your life, your relationships. You're going to get messages everywhere that will help you to inquire more deeply within you and in a more fun way, you know, because Jupiter is all about joy and optimism. Giving you wisdom can be instantaneously. You can manifest the best thought because thoughts are, again, there are guests, they check in, they check out. If we want to grab onto thoughts of the past, we will create a whole story of the past. And we will continue to bring it into the present, into the now, and we will continue to manifest that. So, yes, our past is there. It has happened. Our future is there, too. It hasn't happened. Chances are our past is going to be our future because we're thinking those same thoughts all the time. How we could have been better. Why we shouldn't have done something. And then you'll continue to create that energy around you, or why is this person like this, or I'm married to them for the rest of my life, or that's my son, daughter, mother, father for the rest of my life. Of course it is. But does that mean that you have to be the same way as you are with one another? Because that's how they are, and I got to respond. Oh, the change, the kingdom, the king is within, the queen is within. That royalty consciousness is just going to exude through you as you uncover where the heck is that key to that treasure chest. So I can do what I need to do. I can say what I need to say that is going to be the most wise thing to say in this given moment in time that is going to transform the situation. Because it only takes one word or one look. Or one action. And how that only takes like a fraction of a second. Before you get a word out, it doesn't even take you a second. That word can kill the relationship or can really make great strides in reparation of the relationship, forgiveness, all the rest, right? And then if the words aren't coming to you, maybe they're not supposed to, so the wisdom will say, zip it, bite your tongue. We always say the person who has is the wisest has the most bite marks on their tongue. And it's true. You have to be very diplomatic in life. We have to, not in the sense of how it is to be, you know, fake. Although Dr. Ply says, and we all say this too because we've experienced it in our lives, is you got to fake it till you make it, you know. So even if the situation isn't the most optimal situation in your life, the relationship isn't the best, even your own conversations with yourself are really destructive because they're going on and on and on, and it's like an insidious chronic disease. The mind is a sick unit, as Dr. Ply says. It is. It's not us. It's just that we grasp onto these thoughts and we put it into our mind and we say, hey, churn it. Let's see what happens. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, I'm going to go do that. We're talking to ourselves. Whoa. You know what happens when we talk to ourselves. Kind of scary, if you're with other people. Because there's a lot going on. And so when we're doing that constantly, we're not dumping it and creating a fresh, clean slate. We're going to be tired. We're going to be sick and tired, right? How many of us have come to that point? And then we have our crisis in faith, you know, our faith crisis. There is no God, and it hurts. What's the point? It hurts, right? That's no doubt. We've all been there. It's dark, and it's yucky, and we can't even stop sometimes. So, all that said, the sun and Jupiter together in the sign of Leo, Radha had shared, is the Jupiter is the 200% planet. It gives us material and spiritual blessings. So grace can flow through really easily. Grace meaning wisdom. It gives us that opportunity to say the right thing, to choose to bite our tongue or not. Not too hard. Just keep it at the roof of your mouth or something. Keep your mouth closed. And when we do that, grace will flow, that energy will come, that thought will come that is the most empowering thought, and we may just not say a thing, but the person will feel the grace. And they will even actually say, "You're so gracious. Thank you. Thank you for not saying anything." And you're going, "Yes." Yes, the divine inside of me did the right thing, and I listened. Yay me, A plus, right? So we will start to celebrate, or if we haven't already, because the sun is transiting into that sign, then look out for that. You know, if you've been depressed for a long time, you know, God bless you, come out of it. You know, just say enough. And there's no, there's lots of excuses why you don't have to. But then just drop it for at least the next couple of weeks. Try it out. When we are, in an environment that is just totally destructive, it might be that we're living in a country or city or some place where there's destruction everywhere. And it's because your soul has chosen to find something divine in all of it. It's kind of crazy, but that's what you wanted to do in some other lifetime. That was unfinished business. So look in your life, and you'll see the sun will illuminate, and Jupiter, the wisdom, will come through and share with you what you wanted to do to in your lifetime, the thoughts you wanted to think, the actions that you wanted to do, the relationships that you wanted to learn from, the job that you decided, this is the best thing. And now you think, this is the worst thing. Or this is the dead, I'm dead in this job. Or this is so boring. You know, who am I? All this stuff will be revealed. And Jupiter is also known as Guru in Sanskrit. So Guru dispels the darkness. Those two words, sounds, Gu and Ru, dispels the darkness. And if you have a spiritual master such as Dr. Pillai, which is why we're all here, we've come through to know him through YouTube or through word of mouth, or we just were surfing the internet and boom, our soul said, "Hey, listen to this guy." Or listen to this video, or read this article, and all of a sudden we're here. Maybe we took some courses, maybe we met Dr. Pillai in person, but we just know our soul needs some food. It needs to get stronger. It needs to get nourished, because everything that it's been taking in is, covering it up with layers of God knows what, a goo. And then the guru comes, the spiritual master comes when the student is ready, the teacher appears. We've all heard that. So we're ready on this level naturally. It's not like somebody said, "Okay, go to this program, go do this, you should do this." Maybe somebody did, God bless them, it's a good thing you're here. But You know, they saw something in you that you can stir, get stirred up. And then when we have the grace of Guru comes and it shows us, and you don't have to necessarily be with Dr. Pillai in person or take a structured course maybe at this point in time. Maybe you have taken some of the programs or the courses, or some of you have attended events online or different places around the world. And that's what we do. Every week we talk about where Dr. Pillai is. Right now he's in Singapore. And he is giving out the teachings that he gave out last year. Or sorry, at the beginning of this year, in January, February, his birthday. And it was a trip to India. It cost, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody who knows after we open up the call, I think it was around $3,000 a week to go and be with him in India, to travel to power spots, to get the latest teachings, the most powerful teachings that could come through. That's what Dr. Pillai does. He opens up the vortex. The divine has given him such wisdom to understand where to be at in his life so that he can, who's ever with him and who's connected to him all around the world, during that time, you're going to get the best, the highest, the simplest, the easiest teachings. And at that time, it was 3 weeks where people were immersed in samadhi sleep every day for hours. They were getting, it was like a boot camp. Not in the sense that it was difficult, but there was totally immersion. Now he's doing that. Fast forward to August, 9 months later, 8 months later. He's doing it in 3 days. When we were in Mount Shasta just recently at the end of July, beginning of August, we were immersed in it for an hour or so a day. So this is how it goes. When you're with the master, he knows, and your soul knows to go to that place. Because at some lifetime, you got a taste of this, but then you didn't get the full meal. You didn't get the full meal plan. You just got a taste tester, maybe an appetizer. So the soul is crying for that now. And it says, okay, you got to go here. Like I was, I went to Mount Shasta. Everything came together like in about a couple of days. And then I was going. All along I was going, okay, have fun, everybody. You know, have a great time. Let me know how it goes. We'll tune in on the call, the teleconference call. It'll be great. And then all of a sudden I'm on a plane and going there, So the soul was being pulled to go and do that. And I am so grateful that that all came together. And it came together quite naturally and quite easily. And it just happened to be around the time where Guru's grace, which is called Guru Purnima. Purnima means full moon, and then the grace of the full moon is once a year. Really powerful, because all the gurus of all the whole world are connecting to the energy of the gurus who have gone before them, and then that is dispelling darkness for everyone in the whole planet, not just in the planet, but in universes. Because as they pass on, they are in spiritual realms. And they're trying to beam that teaching into the earth plane through the Guru's grace. That who is receptive. So everybody has Guru. You've heard that. We all have Guru within. We all have that physician that heals itself. You've heard the saying, physician, heal thyself, right? If you go to a doctor and he says, okay, here's a whack of pills. I'm not saying anything about doctors. I love doctors. I have a trained background in medical. My training is in medical field. I have great friends who are doctors. I go to doctors if I need them. So I'm not saying anything against that. I'm just saying if you go to someone who gives you a bunch of pills and says, okay, we'll see you next week. And you're looking at this and going, how is that going to help me? If they don't explain it to you and you don't understand and all the rest, right? And then there can be a second opinion, right? And then it can be you go to a naturopath. Maybe they will give you some, maybe they won't. Homeopath, maybe they'll give you some. You have to see what your soul is going to resonate with. Some people will say, well, I'm not going to get that surgery. I don't want to get that surgery because I don't believe in that. Okay, well, good luck with that. You know, we don't know what our karma is to experience, but if you have the guru's grace, He will root out that darkness, that, disease within you. The one, the thing that is causing you to have, not be easy, feel that having that easy feeling within. We all know that kind of experience when we say, my gut was telling me, and I should have listened to my gut feeling. Or, I'm so glad I listened to my gut. That feeling. It was so right on. Well, what is that? It's not your brain telling your stomach what to do. It's your stomach saying, listen, there's something happening, whatever is going on from what I'm listening to this person or what I'm looking at is not matching what they're saying. So listen to that. And it's not just about you listening to something outside of you or someone outside. It's you being able to filter at this moment in time what is going to be right for you. Because here's what happens, and we've all experienced this. Oh, you were so right. How come I couldn't see that? I feel so bad. I'm going to beat myself up. What's that? You know, we all do it. So we shouldn't feel good or bad about anything on this path. We just know that we're learning as we're going along, through our own wisdom. And our wisdom is going to guide us accordingly. We have people on this call. It's a free call. And there are members who come. They've been on a spiritual path for decades. There's members who have been with Dr. Ply for decades. There are members who are just coming for the first time and they're going, whoa, you know, what's going on here? I don't know how I feel about this. Or is this right for me? And those are all the questions that we ask ourselves, and they're good. But then the person who asked the question knows the answer. Right? I used to sit in a lecture in school, and lecture after lecture after lecture for 10 years. And I used to think, oh, what the heck am I doing here? And then somebody would say something finally in a day, that stirred me a bit. Because we all know what that is. You immerse yourself into something and then you lose your interest, or it's just too overwhelming and you're sick and tired of it. And just say something that's going to make me to be motivated and look at things in a whole new way so I can get through these textbooks and I can get through these long lectures and I can get through this. And lecture after lecture, I would go in and there's these really smart kids and they would ask all these questions. And the one prof said, and it was great. It was the start of a new year. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go through this. one more year, you know, the dangling carrot. So this one kid, super smart, sitting in the front, and got all his gear, you know. And he just looks like you're a walking computer. You just... can I just press the start and internet and do a Google search and you'll tell me? That kind of smart. Instantaneous. And so the teacher was so great. The prof was so great. The guy kept asking questions. And we're in a lecture room. There's like 150 kids in here, this program. And the prof just looks up and he goes, you've asked now like 10 questions in a row. I would have to say you're one of those types of people where he who asks the question knows the answer. So just zip it and let's let people to ask some real questions because they're a bit confused. How many people are out there not clear? Everybody puts their hand. This kid, he didn't talk. For the entire semester. He got the best grades. He got made friendships. He was quiet. He learned. He zipped it. You know, we used to say to the kids, we're teaching them the phonemic intelligence. And we used to say, you know, why do you get in trouble? And the one kid said, because we don't zip our mouth. And I said, okay, zip. Because kids have to be very graphic. And it's great. So they're going, yeah, zip, lock, forget about the schlock. So, you know, that's what it is. We want to zip it and forget about it. Lock it down because it's not going to support people. If there's one person who knows everything, they're so full of knowledge that they're blocking intelligence from acting wisely to be coming through them. So it was a great lesson back then and continues to be now because I want to continue to dump everything out of me that I know about a situation or quote-unquote think I know. Because when you know, you don't know. There's nothing else available, right? There's no room. So make room, whether you're here just starting now or you have decades of spiritual teachings coming out of wherever, orifice, and you're just bubbling over with this and you're so full of it, how can you expect something else to come through? And that's the evolution, that's the greatness of Guru, is it will make you to just throw it all away, all that knowledge. Not that you're never going to use it. You can pull it up because it's so in you. And, you know, you just have to be reminded of it. Bing, there it is. Oh, yeah, blah, 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 dissertation, right? Or, yeah, I know exactly what to do. I haven't done that in a long time, but I know exactly what to do, right? Riding a bike. We don't get on a bike for many decades, and then we get on, oh, wow, I didn't fall over like I did the first time a million times. Or, you know, don't ride the bike. Not appropriate. Very wise decision, right? Does it mean that you can't ride a bike? No, it's just not a good idea right now. So this is life, right? We want to be able to choose what is the best thing for us to do every day. And because we're coming together once a week, we're going to give you that, those highlights, those times of the week that just tune in. And the other times you just are going to do whatever you're going to do anyways. So that's called daily life. But these other times, it's like, oh, this is what the treasure is. This is the treasure chest just opened, so I better go. Or, you know, how can I relate to people? Oh, well, when you have those big sales at stores, oh, I got to go to that sale. It's 50% off, plus there's an extra 20% off. I'm going to get a Hugo Boss suit for 10 bucks. Awesome! And it happens to be my size, and it's in the season. Right? So it's like it's a bonus. You know, or you know, restaurants, whatever it is you're saying. So you're in the right place at the right time, and you're getting the best deal because that's what we want in life, right? We want the best deal for the investing of our time, our money, our energy. All those three things come together. So many courses you can take, personal development, time, money, energy, right? Because they are all the same. Dr. Ply says it too. What are you doing with your time? Don't waste it. And he says, waiting is a waste of time. If people say, well, I don't get that. And trust me, I don't get it either sometimes when I do the thing and I go, why didn't I do that before? Gosh, you know? So how we will know is that, especially during these next few weeks, is that sun is going to illuminate within us that which we can get the 100% material blessings and 100% spiritual blessings from Guru, Jupiter. Jupiter is Guru in Sanskrit, right? And then sun is in its own sign. In the whole zodiac, it goes around the signs every month, comes back to Leo after 12 months, and then it says, what did you learn this year? So this is a good time for your soul, you to tune into your soul, tune into that channel, Get it loud and clear so that you don't forget, so that you do remember to look within and listen to the stirrings at the soul level that doesn't know the language like English or French or Spanish, whatever. It knows the language of intuition. And then you'll become wise like the kid who just zipped it and then became, had friends coming and all the great things around him doing the wisest thing. You might feel like that kid in your life from this point on because you're holding that treasure of information that you're going to share with others. You're not going to be competing with others. You're going to be cooperating. You're going to have those thoughts to do that. Not, oh, why is he doing this? Or why is she doing that? And here we are, I'm in my 50s, and I hear myself in my voice, that little five-year-old going, why is he that way? Why is she this way? Oh, my God, zip it. You know, stop falling off your swing. Get up and get going. You know, we can't keep acting or reacting like that. So before that even happens, we have to have the right thoughts. So we ask everyone to write your goals down. And then if that is you don't like that practice, that's fine. Just do it once and then never do it again. But then have post-it notes or reminders or alerts on your phone or on your desktop. You know, I have this sticky post-it thingy that says on my computer, it says, focus on Father's Day challenge to change money, relationship, and health karma. Because the blessings of the Father came through on Father's Day, the spiritual father, in my case, is Dr. Ply. And that message came from him. He did a Father's Day video, and then there was some services around that as well. And when I participated in those proxy services that were done in India on my behalf and on my father's behalf, there was some fire lab or something. I can't remember it, what exactly it was. But on that day, that energy was so palpable. It was no mistake. And then the message that came through was like from Dr. Ply, who said, this is your challenge to change your thoughts so that they match what you want in your terms of finances, what you want in terms of your relationships, not just with your interpersonal relationships like those ones that are most significant to you, the family, the, you know, interpersonal relationships with friends and close loved ones. It's interpersonal relationships with your work colleagues, your bosses, the people who you move about in your community. And so no one is giving you dirty looks. Can't stand those dirty looks. It's just like I'm getting mud all over me. And I don't want to play that anymore. I don't want to play in that anymore, right? So that just goes away because there's no, that energy isn't there to get and hey, start flinging mud. It's having relationships that are, you value everything that's really great and then grow that and cultivate that. And you do have to fake it till you make it a little bit. I'm not going to lie. And if it does feel uncomfortable, but by and by you keep doing that. And all of a sudden, one day, and it might be decades in my case, that these everything turns around for you. And it is in exact alignment with what the planets are saying to you. You've learned your lesson. It took you this long, but it's worth it. You will never, ever want to continue on in this lifetime. And you'll never, ever want to do it again in another lifetime if you believe in that, you know, that you're going to come again. Chances are you will because that's what you did. You can see everybody says, oh, I know exactly what my past lives are. Past lives are just a bunch of thoughts that you kept pulling and you asked for a body. Okay, God, put me in this situation. Zoom. here you are. Okay, then the next thing was health. You know, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy soul. The soul is so hungry, we're feeding it junk food. And I just thought, okay, if that's the message, how's that going to change in the world? That's my skepticism, right? It's healthy to be skeptical because it makes you to inquire, but don't be overboard and be kind of crazy because the knowledge is within. So just have those thoughts. Someone just came to me and said, hey, you know what? They're really clamping down on GMOs. Because I was saying, you know, I take ginger and honey every day. A slice of ginger, here's a little tidbit of great spiritual information, spiritual technology, a tool that you can use, simple, easy. For those people who want to get rid of or enhance their wealth consciousness, so they want to get rid of all the problems that have been passed through the generations at the level of the gene pool. The generations before us messed up with money. Okay, give us bad thoughts about money, and we cultivate. We grabbed onto that because that is still resonating within us at the DNA level. We might not be thinking. We might be thinking, I'm going to be a billionaire, or I'm going to have this or that. And it's our ancestors are saying, oh, yeah? The moment you get money, you're going to blow it. And we know that, right? The ancestors, and if you don't know about it, so many videos, audios, newsletters. On the websites, you can read all about it, AstroVet or Apply Center. Just key in ancestors. And you'll find out, whoa, I think I'm doing the actions. You know, I think I'm in charge of what my life is. It's my ancestors. So anyways, you take a slice of ginger, a raw ginger, you know, fresh raw ginger, comes in a root, and just take a very thin slice, you know, maybe like a tip of your fingernail, you know, that size and thickness. And then you dip it in honey. And every day you just take that slice of ginger and honey and you eat it, you know, after you take your shower, after you do your tarpanum offering. And then I have it set up so I have several slices in some honey already in the fridge. So I'm all into, hey, get it all set up ahead of time. And then it's just like brushing your teeth. Grab your toothbrush, brush your teeth, put the toothpaste on, brush your teeth. Have it all available. You know, have your tarpanum there available. Have your ginger and honey done. Right? Two minutes. So if you have the ginger slice and the honey, that will help to destroy the negativity around money. Because we don't even know why we have these stupid thoughts that things can't be changing, or I don't deserve more money, or whatever, or I don't know the value of money. I don't know how to invest my money wisely. So when you take the ginger and honey, that will really help because it's food for the soul. It helps the soul genetics. So the gene pool that you came from will be happy because it gives them the food, the spiritual offering, blessed by a great guru, a sadguru. And that will be the currency that they need to sustain themselves on other realms. End of story. Wealth consciousness starts to resonate and build within you. So then that wisdom grows, and that is a better wisdom than what was there before, because that wasn't working out too well. So getting back to about the health and about focusing on the right thought, which was to change the consciousness at the very deep level, so I have healthy thoughts coming from the soul level that will change the destiny and create wealth consciousness wherever I am and wherever I go, and through the thoughts, the words, the actions. And so I get this ginger every week or whatever it is, however much I get, at the store. So I'm getting it at one store, and I'm not going to say what stores they are, even though I'm talking to people from around the world and they may not know that brand, but I'm in Toronto, Canada. And we have a store that is great, what I thought was pretty decent product produce. And so I've been buying it from there. Then I went to a health food store. And I thought, you know what, I don't want to pay for this, a buck extra. Oh, my God. There's the wealth consciousness, right? You see it? So I'm taking this ginger from the regular decent store. And I'm doing it, da-da-da. And I can feel it's not really zinging me. Something is kind of flatlining. Nothing's happening. So then I just go, because I couldn't go to the other store. And this health food store is like even closer to me. Hello, knocking on my door, pretty much, compared to the other store. I go, grab this. Okay, I'll pay for it a buck more. So I get it. Oh, my God, it's the best ginger of the whole universe. So the consciousness is there. So now I know through this experience, and not only does it taste good and zing and all that, it really, I can feel it only taking it for, a couple of weeks. It's making a significant difference. So where am I going with this story? Back to my friend who says they're going to change, they're really looking at food and clamping down with the GMOs, the hybrids and all that stuff. And I said, oh my God, it just reminded me about the ginger. This is probably like a genetically engineered ginger versus the organic grown out of the, properly ginger, So that little thing in my life is changing my whole perception on wealth and how I invest in the more spiritually charged, because I had an experience, And I'm not going to negate this anymore. I'm not going to diss it anymore, right? Because that's not helping me. This is really transforming me at the level of the body, the mind, and the soul. And not only that, when I heard my friend saying, since Father's Day, everybody, we know Father's Day was in June, and my friend is saying August, 2 months later, yeah, they're really clamping down on the GMO. Oh, my God. Genetically modified products, right? We all know about that. So this is a sign that when our consciousness shifts, am I sitting on those boards that make those decisions? No. But I'm going and I'm in my life, I'm going and I'm purchasing. So I'm doing my thing, what I can do, that is going to be bringing in the highest intelligence to give the best results. And that is worth it. That is worth it in the short term and the long term and in other planes as well. So that's what Dr. Pillai does. He gives us these Siddha secrets. Siddha means miracle. The person who knows how to give miracle consciousness to others, not in a way that you have to qualify. There's a certain qualification because here you are. You didn't go out. I'm looking out here. It's a beautiful sunny day. I can be out about and just, having a great day and impacting my life, maybe very small. That would be great. It's nice. I can do that later. The time right now is to spend and share this knowledge that will help you to make some changes in your life so you can bring in the teachings of Dr. Pillai through the Siddha lineage. Do the perfect. Siddhi means you have the ability. You have this perfect thought that can come in and create miracles, not because of cause and effect way. It's wisdom of this tool. And then you can analyze it till the cows come home. And you see, oh, here's a little picture. Here's the big picture. Oh, my God, this is great. I don't have to know anything. I'm just going to do this thing. And it'll change everything in your life. So having said that, the Ultimate Teachings Program was launched in the past couple of weeks. There's a big webcast with Dr. Pillai Mohini from India. Then Jayrada just did a question and answer webcast yesterday. So go on Apply Center and find out about that presentation. And then you can also find out about what the Ultimate Teachings event was, because it was recorded. And there's some great little tools, not little tools in the sense that they're insignificant, the littlest thing that you can do every day, just like taking the ginger and the honey. So this is what Dr. Ply is doing. He's bringing in, instead of us spending 3 weeks immersed in all this stuff, spending a lot of money, a lot of time, not that that's bad, don't feel bad, those people who did go and they enjoyed it and they had immersed in it, and that's what their soul needed to do, to get that wisdom. Now there are people here in Singapore doing it for 3 days. You know, so 3 weeks to 3 days, difference of about 8 months. In Mount Shasta, we were doing it, maybe not to that level, but there was another teaching coming in, the Holy Spirit teaching coming in. So he's bringing in the teachings. It's all being downloaded from all teachings that have ever come to the earth plane to transform the whole earth plane, regardless of cultural, religious, political, socioeconomic barriers. You can have all those beliefs. You can be an atheist and a total rebel in your life. You still have a belief. I'm a rebel and I'm an atheist. That's your belief. So don't think you don't believe in anything. Right? You believe in something. So when we're here and we are getting these teachings, they're really powerful teachings. They're the ultimate, because you're ultimately, we want what in life? We want the best all the time for ourselves, for our family and relationships with others, even though we say, oh, well, me, and they got to learn their lessons. Oh, my God, how are you doing on your spiritual path? How's your evolution? Great. Right. So we want the ultimate teachings to do the ultimate for us in that moment, because sometimes we won't understand what is best for us. You know, we'll be like kicking and screaming, like how it is when you see moms with their kids, or we know that in our own lives. I'm just saying we'll make it more objective. So you see them, the kid is like, I'm in Toys R Us, right? They're in Toys R Us. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. You have 50 of those. Why don't you get this? I want that. Kid gets it home. I love it. You know, screaming and yelling, and the mother says, okay, let's take the thing back. Let's get this thing. I really want. Okay, honey, you have it. Here it is. I got it. You know, they're so excited. And they can't even calm down and enjoy it. Right? So that's sometimes what it's going to be like on the spiritual path if you haven't experienced that already. So we're going to have the dark nights of the soul, pretty gloomy. Come out of it. This is the time. Drop it. Just take a break from it. And then all the good stuff coming in, I don't get it. How come that person's having this amazing experience and I'm not getting it? Get out of that. Throw it away. Throw all of that away. Just be in that this earth plane is evolving. This big ball that we live on is evolving. The consciousness that we've been begging and we have seen no results up until this point in time, you're going to see it. Because you're evolving with a great master who is here on this earth plane now in a physical form, and also is creating that wisdom wherever he goes, meeting the people around the world, politicians, you know, business people, corporate people who can make the changes. And they will make them in a subtle way, because they'll zip their mouth and just do what needs to be done. And we're going to see it. That's the great blessings of your soul said, hey, give me a lifetime where I'm going to see this transition from the dark ages to the golden age. And you're seeing it across. Everybody has their own version of what that means. But it's a consciousness that is what? Man-made? No. man is acting. Excuse me, just as we all are, we're receiving some food for thought that stirs our soul, that makes us to think thoughts or act, and then we are illuminating some area of our life that says, hey, be creative, be more joyful. That's Leo, the fifth natural sign. Five, the fifth house, is all about creativity. Past life grace can come through. Children, anything to do with children. We have a responsibility, whether we decide to accept this mission or not, in our lives. As I'm in my fifth, going on to the sixth decade of my life, and it's been always, how can we impact the younger generation? You know, because we can't just say, oh, well, I'm almost out the door. Good luck with that, you guys. Oh, even as a kid, I'm going, there's something not right here. I wish some adults would be around here and, you know, give me some wisdom. Not happening. Not that, they didn't know better. We do know better. We do. We've had experiences where we've seen it a lot happen. And you chose this time because you were going to go through that and not be complacent, because you are going to be open to the divine coming through and allowing you to understand that it's not about spacing out, at least with Dr. Ply. He wants you to have a 200% life. So if you don't know what that means, you just keep your consciousness going with that. Just say, that's my sticky no, 200%, 200%. Put $200 in your wallet or in your desk where you can see it, or on your altar or somewhere. You save it up. Don't touch it. You will start to feel that value. 100% material, 100% spiritual. That's my 200% life. And that's going to grow. I'm going to keep looking at it, and that consciousness is going to grow. You're going to want to spend it, and you're going to go, oh, I got to just take that money and go spend it. Say, slap yourself on the hand and say, don't. And you'll start to see that your consciousness is that. When you're feeling down, oh, I'm just going to go buy a pizza with that. Oh, God, why did I have that pizza? You know? It's so easy to go and satisfy emotions, feed the emotions, and then that's what gets us into trouble. Mm-hmm. Or go buy the pair of shoes. Or screw that, I'm going to go over here. You know, they didn't invite me to that part. I'm going to go here with my $200. Great. How you doing? Or I should just give this all away because this person doesn't have it. You know, you have to be careful too with that. If you're other-oriented in your life and you just, then you say, well, I'm so nice, I give everything away. That, shame. Shame on you. You're not learning your lesson. Don't feel ashamed, but I'm just, you know, that's just a saying. The old days. See, I got to even get rid of that. Don't feel shame. Feel like, oh, wow, I woke up and I just caught myself. I was almost going to go do that. Instead of giving them money, you just maybe give them some ear. You know, you listen, and even if you've listened to it 1,000 times, listen to it one more. That's not a big deal. Just say, don't do it for hours and hours. Just say, okay, I can listen to you for 15 minutes, maybe max. And in that whole time, you can be praying. Okay, they're going to say the same thing over and over. I'm going to feel like crap because of their pain, and I want to, you know, support them. But some other energy has to come in. So there will be a wisdom that will start to play with you, and you will play with it, and it will be natural. And you'll have the wonder of a child, and then you will understand, you'll be attracted to things to do with children and bringing better consciousness. Maybe you'll participate in sponsoring a hope center. I shared about my experience of sponsoring a hope center. I've wanted to. It's $350 a month. And, you know, I sponsor whenever I can, if there's extra money. I do that. And then I had an opportunity to do it. And it was so natural, so fun, and all this energy came into me, and I was like sweating and because of the heat within me, and it was excitement, and it was passion, and it was like I had fulfilled one of my desires. And then I find that, oh my God, that was easy to do. I can do that now. And so much happened after that, giving that $350. Oh, people bought me dinners, and all the money that I would have spent got paid back so fast. You know, the money that I did spend towards the Hope Center, and then the money that I was going to spend, you know, on food and all, you know, going, because I was traveling, and hotels and everything else. I was getting these great deals, staying in beautiful places that I would never stay in. I'd be able to, but just when you're doing the Google search and you're driving and you just happen to get the gem of a place that has this beautiful sale in the middle of summer, yeah, right, vacation time, never happens. There it was, and I'm in this palatial places. And I'm going, oh, my God, thank you, divine. So you will get these, you know, divine blessings will come through, and your life experience thereafter will be so empowered and beautiful and fulfilling, right? So for me, it came the thought that I want to help these kids, and I was like, why are these thoughts coming to me? Okay, now that Radha gave us our talk, it makes sense, you know. So you might be wanting to help the kids in your life, or the kids through Hope Centers. I love that because I don't really have to do too much other than pray and then be grateful to be able to contribute to a cause that is going to uplift others' consciousness, not just give them some stuff, you know, to help them with. There's kits you can buy, help them with understand hygiene and things like that, and what to do, what nice clean clothes and things, you know, a snack, a nutritious snack. That's a temporary Band-Aid. Dr. Ply is all about raising the consciousness, so phonemic intelligence is the tool that these kids are using, and then they're coming from the worst case scenarios in life, going through college and university and then impacting their places eventually where they live, and we have tons of stories about that. So that's through Taipura Foundation. So you might be interested now or have a drive to create a way in your life, maybe even, you know, feeding kids nutritious, getting into one of those programs in your community or in your schools or through your business, your place of work, the corporation that you work for. You might feel yourself being compelled to speak about getting the proper nutrition in schools so that kids can stay awake and have the right nutritional supply going to their brain and bodies. So stuff like that might happen. All right. I've said blah, 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 time for to zip it, lock it, and let's get into a state of receptivity where we can experience whatever it is that I've said, shared with you today has been not because I have it written down. It's coming through that energy that's going to inspire something at the intellectual level, but now we're going to experience it internally. At the intuitive level, you're going to get into it. And the sun is going to illuminate the treasure within you as you go inside and look. Just be open in a sense of wonder, not anxiety. Just go, I wonder what the soul is going to reveal to me. And it's going to be a happy experience because Jupiter's there. Even if someone says, you have a debilitated Jupiter in your chart, you just say, okay, well, that's some knowledge and that's a filter through that person. God bless them. But here's some food for thought. Jupiter's not the only sign in the planet, or in the planet in the signs. You got other things going on for you. So those other planets will talk to Jupiter and say, hey, you know, let's make it easy for this person.